also want to take you to 1 Peter chapter 2. You know, a lot of times we have people who want to be above the law of the land when they belong to God. They think they're serving a higher power, but they don't respect what God has already established. And I want to take you to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. It says, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. I want to stress one thing. The very first part of that first verse says, submit yourself for the Lord's sake. For the Lord's sake. What's the Amplified say, Gail?
Be submissive to every human institution and authority for the sake of the Lord, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to bring vengeance, punishment, justice to those who do wrong and to encourage those who do good service.
St. Peter is not stupid. St. Peter was writing that letter to believers because I believe a lot of believers don't want to submit to the laws of the land. They don't want to do this and they don't want to do that because it's not of God, and they judge and they condemn and they find fault and it's not their job. So, verse 15. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the king. Slaves, submit yourselves to your masters. You think they wanted to submit themselves? No. Some of them were being abused. But the way to freedom can be for a season of abuse. You can call it abuse, but it doesn't give you an excuse not to respect whatever authority they are. Amen? Now, I'm not saying that you should allow anybody to whip you to death or anything stupid like that. But within reason, okay? Not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. Do you think? You know, sometimes we get harsh treatment from someone and we'd like to escape it. Amen?
Amen?
But sometimes there's a lesson to be learned through that experience. And if God is trying to teach us something, ask him to make you and I teachable. Lord, what am I learning here? Why am I watching abuse? Why am I watching someone being harshly treated? What's my job in the middle of this? What are you trying to show me? And let him give you instruction. Okay? Verse 19. For it is commendable if a man bears under the pain of unjust suffering, because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and endure it, this is commendable before God. Yeah! That's a hard one to digest. It's a gospel. A gospel. It's going to produce something, and the end result will be godly. But while it's going down, it might scratch your throat. It might irritate you. It might just show you what you've got inside. And sometimes what you've got inside is might be a little bit of venom.
Amen.
All right? And it's up to you and me to change it. Because otherwise you will not get the commendable gift that God wants you to endure. Verse 21, you might want to erase and shut out of your Bible. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. You say, now wait a minute, somebody's beating me to death. I should take it? No, that's not what I'm coming for. I'm trying to tell you, unjust. Keep the word unjust a reality. Okay? There's a reason for these things. I'm not saying a woman or a man should be beaten to death and everybody thinks it's fine. That's not where we're coming from. But I am saying you might be mistreated by someone and you might just go to your room and get on your knees or spiritual knees. I could sit in my chair and pray just as well as on my knees. And humble myself and ask God to take their sin away from them and intercede that they might see straight. Amen? That becomes commendable before God. Because Jesus gave us an example. What did he do on the cross? Oh, well, those people that put those nails in my hands, I will fix them later. That's carnal version. Holy Ghost version. Father, forgive them. They haven't got a clue what they're doing to me. Was it commendable to Papa? Why didn't he raise him out of the grave? Why did he raise Jesus out of the grave?
He finished the work.
He finished the work. But what was his work? To release forgiveness and healing to those who didn't deserve it. For God so loved the world. We've got Christians that are hating everybody. Okay? And I can tell you, I can sit at the bar room upstairs and find more love than most pastors can give. All they are is full of venom. And I'm not picking on pastors. I'm just giving you the facts. Okay? I am not, however, trying to tell you that if you take this word and you pull it out of context, that you can definitely make almost anything fit your own emotions. Don't do that. Read the whole thing, study it, and then say, okay, Holy Ghost, you wrote that. Make it clear to me. What's my job here? I should have heard a couple of amen.
Amen.
Make it clear to me. There's a personal reality to this word. I am not calling forth for anybody to take the job of being the next Christ. He's already been crucified. You don't need to be crucified. However, your emotions might have gotten the best of you at times, and if they made a mistake, you need to ask God to help you to get over it. Amen? Forgive them, set them free, commit to obey the Lord, and God knows what you are going through. Tell your neighbor, God knows what we are going through, and we will follow his steps. Amen? Verse 22, he committed no sin, no deceit was found in his mouth. Very, very important. No deceit was found in his mouth. Was he angry at the Romans? He knew they weren't the guilty ones. He was upset.
Yeah.
But it wasn't from righteousness. But what was his mouth? What did he say to the Romans? The ones that crucified him.
No, it says he did not retaliate.
Huh?
It says when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate.
He did not retaliate.
No. He made no threats.
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do.
He He set them free so that they would have an option. Our job is the same. Set them free. Don't ask God to do anything. You know, I got into trouble the other day. Just because I happened to speak those words, and the person who was listening to me was on a different course. They were on an angry train. It wasn't a glory train. It was an angry train. And they wanted to retaliate against those bunnies. They weren't waving to the bunnies. They wanted to make bunny stew. I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you the truth. They didn't want those bunnies to get into the train with them at all. And I got into deeper trouble. Because I says, I'm not going with you. This is not a good place. We need to set them free. I don't feel like it. Well, when did it say that Jesus went by his feelings? Ah, he went according to Papa. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus never did anything to please himself. He did according to Papa's revelation, either by the Holy Ghost or by a dream, a vision, a word of knowledge, or a scripture. He obeyed. What's your job? Obedience. Amen? Do you want those people to be free? Yes. Do you want them to be on the same train of salvation as you? Then forgive them. Wave. Welcome them onto the bus. Amen? Welcome onto the train. It's going to heaven. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threat. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Woohoo! For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. Also bishop. The word bishop is overseer. Who is he? He's Christ Jesus himself. He's living inside of you. He's not living outside. He's living inside. He can set you free anytime. Ask him for help anytime. He's available. Amen?
Amen.
Put your hand over your heart. Close your eyes. Say, Father,
you've placed me on a path.
I need the grace.
A lot of grace.
To get to the finish line. And I see it before me. It is full of mercy and grace. And every time I get a little weary, I will speak to my heart. And I will say, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Because he began a work in me. And he's going to finish it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And bless those that have hurt me. Bless them double. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You can share some hugs with each other and obey the Holy Spirit.